On one of my very gloomy weeks, sometime last year, I stumbled on one of these childhood classics, Joseph, King of Dreams. And then, you know, it zeroed in on the dreams. Let's zero in on the dreams. Right? I've always known the story of Joseph, and I've been aware of it because I was raised in a Christian home. And all of that, so it was inevitable. But I hadn't considered it in the light that I did that until that day. So Joseph's dream basically predicted 7 years of plenty and bountiful harvest and everything, just 7 years of success, so to speak, and then 7 years of drought. But thankfully, they were able to interpret the dream and, you know, take measures to actually weather through the 7 years of drought, because they prepared based on the 7 years of plenty. Now, from my standpoint, after watching the cartoon again, the animated movie, right? You know, after watching it again, I just realized that what if they did not have that knowledge, right? They didn't know that they had 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of drought. They would have taken it very personally, like, why is God doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? And everything. But I feel like it was bound to happen, and I think life is just like that right now. Time and seasons, I'm starting to get really comfortable with time and seasons. I feel like for 7 years of plenty, the earth and every other thing that produced for human beings to survive, and, you know, that kept giving and giving, giving and giving to people so that we could survive, would want to take a break, you know? Like, we cannot expect, you know, a constant level of performance if there's no rest. Even God rested. Wow, this feels like we're going back to church class, right? But that's besides the point. Now, in my awareness of time and seasons, I became really aware of something. When I watch old movies or read old books or come across old poems and everything, there's a new level of understanding, right? Now, aside the age, taking in a lot of information as a child, right? I felt like that was the time we could take in that much information, right? At the pace that we did, right? Especially if you were one of those people that read a lot as a child or watched a lot of movies. Because I feel like now we can agree that movies are like literary art on their own. Like, they are books of some sort. So, like, if you watched a lot of movies or read a lot of books, for example, you were taking in all that information, you know, and you were probably getting excited by it. But now that you're older, there's a different level of understanding when you go back to those materials or whatever it is that you enjoy, right? There's just a clarity. It's a different level of understanding that time just had to give you, you know? It was so important for life to give you that. And I've decided to stop fighting against time and seasons and everything. I feel like now that I'm more comfortable with it, with the concept of time and seasons, it's like I'm not uncomfortable with having down times, because, you know, it just has to happen. I don't know if you remember one of my podcast episodes where I said I realized that happiness is not a constant state of being, right? And because of that, right? Like, it's just like you have to get comfortable with the times and seasons of life, you know. So, in doing all of that, I realized that I'm in a different season in my life where I've taken in a lot of information and I've become very aware of the information. So my mind is reassessing and re-examining a lot of things with so much excitement and curiosity, such that I'm weighing options and weighing possibilities, and that can be chaotic. But my friend always tells me not to run away from the chaos, that embrace the chaos. It just makes it easier. Embrace it, understand it, and see why you are having the situations you're having. I feel like when you get comfortable with who you are despite the situations are happening around you, you know, that you become steady, you become stable. I don't know how to describe it. I don't even know if you're getting it. So I've been embracing my thoughts. I've been looking at my thoughts, expressing them. But I never really understood how my mind operated on these thoughts. I don't know if you understand how those two things are different. Like, I know the thoughts that my mind spews, but I've never really taken the time to understand the environment of my mind. And in doing that, it means that there's a lot of reconstruction going on. There's a lot of fast-paced review going on. And as much as I'm enjoying it, I somehow feel obligated to shed as much weight during that period, you know. And I realized that I cannot leave the unscripted truth open-ended, especially because I feel like I have come to the end of the chapter of season 2 in my life, right? I feel like the tone of season 2 is changing in my life right now, and, you know, I'm ready for another session. But while I reassess that and rebuild that and rebuild all of that and take the time and embrace the season to really clarify my thoughts and share my experience, I'd like to say that we are closing season 2 of The Unscripted Truth with this episode, right? I don't know. It's been fun. I feel like this is an audio diary that I will come back to. I don't know if you're a Billie Eilish fan, but I love Billie Eilish. I really do. And she does this annual thing, which I think Vanity Fair, where she answers the same questions. But, you know, obviously every year she's a different person, at a different age, you know, different taste, different everything. So when she answers these questions and she sees everything side by side, you can see how much she grows and changes, and, you know, sometimes how fast and how slow all of that is. And I feel like I'm more aware of that process right now. I was going through it, but I wasn't very aware. Now I'm very aware of it. And yeah, I want to take the time to do it and embrace it and love it. And then I'll come back to tell you how it went. So, all I'm trying to say is, I know there are times you want so much out of life. I mean, yeah. But, like, I need you to also understand when time and seasons are at work. You know, because for life to produce, you have to sow seeds. And that seed could be taking those classes, or, you know, getting to know yourself, taking the time to stay with something, you know, or someone. I don't know. You just need that time to study something for you to be able to gather information that you would eventually use, that you would eventually understand how to use. But you need to get that information first. And I feel like in understanding that, life would just be so much easier. You will know when to fight and when you know how to pick your battles. I don't know if that makes sense. You will know when you have to fight for something and when you're just incompatible with something, right? So I feel like the ease that knowledge has given me is something I wanted to share today. And it's one of the reasons I said growth was a filter, right? I mean, there's a whole idea of how it's supposed to go. There's an underlying idea of how it's supposed to go. But, you know, it gets touched up from time to time. And I never really thought of what my growth was going to look like. Like, I don't remember myself thinking, I'm going to be 25, this is what I want to do. I don't think I had the time to do that. But I guess there was just an idea of freedom. And right now, it doesn't look like that. I don't know, because you realize how much goes into building a person, how much influence goes into building a person, building your interests, building your habits, how much influence. So it makes you feel like, are you really free, you know? So now I'm assessing all those thoughts all over again. And in that, I feel like I'm giving myself a form of liberation. And I would like to stay with it without the obligation of coming back here to report it, right? Until it is, you know, a whole experience that people can relate to. So, guys, until we see again, I remain Afola Oluwashade. Thank you for joining me on this journey up until this point, for sharing, for liking, for doing everything, for even listening to me. So I hope everything goes well for you, really. If you're listening and you are going through something, I really hope everything goes well for you. And I hope that season of bountiful harvest comes very, very soon, right? That season of change. So, yeah. Have a nice one, y'all. Bye.